I've got a gold nugget I'd like to share with you today. I found it in Esther, chapter 8 and verse 17. In every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews. Did you hear what it says? The scripture said that the people had joy and gladness and a feast. And because of this, many of the people of the land became Jews. They joined up with these people who worshiped God. They wanted to become a part of that. It is the same today. When the church prospers, when the church has joy and gladness, and it appears that every day is a feast day, people join up. When believers have rest and walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost, numbers grow. They are multiplied. The church increases in numbers of true Christians. All this week, we're speaking on the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. All this week, we're going to be speaking about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Ghost is too often thought of as only a passionate, joyous experience. The purpose of this lesson this week is to enable us to think of the Holy Ghost in its proper relationship to the Father and to the Son. So, by considering His attributes, we shall establish His deity and equality with the Trinity. As I read the scriptures, I saw many divine names of the Holy Spirit. Many of the names used to identify Him indicate His divinity. He is called My Spirit, 6:3. And since He is God's Spirit, He is of necessity divine. God's Spirit can be no less divine than God Himself. He is called the Spirit of God in 2 Chronicles 15:1. The prophet Isaiah referred to Him as the Spirit of the Lord in chapter 11 in verse 2, and the Spirit of the Lord God in chapter 61 in verse 1. The names by which the Holy Ghost is designated are divine names, revealing proof of His divinity. And since He is divine, since the Holy Ghost is God, He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our praise. Many of us readily admit that we worship God the Father and Jesus Christ, God the Son. But I've never heard anyone say, "Let's stand and worship the Holy Ghost for all of the things that He has done for us." Some would even think that would be blasphemy, to worship the Holy Ghost. They quote scriptures such as, "When He comes, He will not speak of Himself, but He will speak about Jesus." That is true, verified by Jesus Himself. In John 15:26, Jesus said, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of me." That's much like what Jesus said about Himself. In John 8:28, Jesus told His listeners, "I can do nothing of Myself, but as My Father has taught Me, I speak those things. All things are delivered unto Me of My Father." And in Luke chapter 2 and verse 49, Jesus asked his mother Mary a probing question. He asked, "How is it that you sought me? Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Jesus told his mother, "What I'm doing is the Father's business. This is not my business. This is not my agenda. I'm not here to do my own thing. I'm not here to preach my own truth. I'm here to represent the Father. I must be about the Father's business." When the Holy Spirit descended upon those believers on the day of Pentecost, he came to do the Father's business. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is in the world today doing the business of the Father, just as Jesus came to do the business of the Father. In John chapter 14 and verse 26, Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you." That's God doing God's business. God's business is to seek and to save that which was lost. The Holy Ghost is coming to this world to do the business of the Father, the business of seeking out and searching out, convicting of sin, calling sinners to repentance. And that's not all he does. The Holy Spirit comforts us. The Holy Spirit teaches and guides us into all truth, just like Jesus did when he was here in the flesh. He comforted his disciples. But he says, "I'm going to send you another comforter." When Jesus said another comforter, he is talking about an additional comforter, not a replacement. Jesus would never leave nor forsake them. We find here that this is not a replacement comforter. This is an additional comforter. Therefore, we are doubly comforted. Isn't that a wonderful thought, to know that you are doubly comforted? How can you be out of sorts with the double comforters wrapped around you every day of your life? Being taught by the Holy Spirit and led and guided into all truth by the Holy Spirit that proceeds from the Father. This is the business of the Father. Jesus said in John chapter 5, "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. What things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loved the Son and showed him all things that himself does. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." Did you hear that? Even as the Father raises up the dead, I can do the same thing. And the Holy Spirit is here to do the same thing that Jesus did. The Holy Spirit is here to continue the work of Jesus. The Bible says that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's my Spirit, saith the Lord. God has sent the Holy Spirit into this world to remind us of all the things that Jesus said, to remind us of all the things that Jesus did. And whatever things that Jesus did, the Holy Ghost can do the same thing. The Spirit of God can raise the dead, can heal the sick, can save the sinner, can sanctify the church, can head up the church. The Holy Spirit is not here to represent himself. The Holy Ghost is God doing God's work. Who is better qualified to do the work of God than God himself? Paul reminded the Christians that it is God that worketh in you to do of his will and his good pleasure. No one can do God's work better than God can do it. The Holy Spirit is God himself, worthy to be praised, worthy to be worshiped. Let us worship him. Let us thank him for all of his benefits, his guidance, his comfort, his strength, his revealing power, which is something worthy of our praise.